Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Yeah. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Yeah, welcome to Friday's show. This is a crazy one. It's all the show's nuts. I'm going to tell you that right now. But first, I'm going to say, morning, studio.
Morning.
Coming up later, we're supposed to get a call from prison from Joe Exotic from Tiger King. We don't know. I don't know. They say it's coming. I don't know. I don't know how prison calls work. I don't know if you can just pick a time and commit to it. Because what if something bad happens? What if you get shanked?
Right.
No. Do you still make that call?
That happens.
So Joe Exotic from prison coming up later on in the show. Also, now what we're going to do is, we were just told, we're going to talk to the person who won Survivor. Yam Yam?
Jam Jam.
Oh, it's spelled Yam Yam, though.
Yeah, but he's from Puerto Rico, so I guess they say it Jam Jam.
Okay, huh. So they said, do you want to talk to the winner of Survivor? Because it just happened the night before last?
Yeah.
I know Lunchbox watches. Scuba Steve's also a big watcher of...
Really?
So instead of doing what we normally do, we're going to talk to Jam Jam, who just won Survivor.
Season 44!
Wow, that's a lot of seasons.
I mean, let me tell you, fantastic season.
Jam Jam's a 36-year-old salon owner from Puerto Rico. He beat Heidi and Carolyn 7-1-0 in the final jury vote. And Jam Jam is on now.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know.
All right, Jam Jam. Good to see you, buddy.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. I want to say a couple things. First of all, I saw a full wardrobe change in 30 seconds. We were like getting to watch a little bit of your interview with a TV station, and you walked off and you came right back and you were fully dressed in a suit jacket and a button up shirt. So I don't know how you did it, but that's pretty amazing.
I'm a magician.
Yeah, I felt that. And I also know, just a quick understanding here, you've got to be exhausted. Well, I guess because the show wasn't live. Well, after I won Dancing with the Stars, we had to get on a plane and fly right over to New York and do all the press all day the next day. And I was exhausted. I guess exhausted. The difference is it wasn't live last night, was it?
It wasn't live. No, it was pre-recorded, but I party hard.
I like that. See? He knows. Jam Jam, I want to introduce you to my friend Lunchbox, who is a massive fan. Lunchbox.
Jam Jam, I mean, at what point in the game do you start thinking, man, I can actually win this thing?
I went into thinking I was going to win always. I always have, I'm the philosophy of whatever you say is going to happen. Like, your words have power. But the actual moment I knew it was going to go my way was when the jury started to vote. Like, when we were done and they were going up those steps, I was like, I think I won. Oh, my God. Yes.
So if you are, so let's say you go to fire, you lose to Carson or whatever. Who would you have voted for if you were on the jury?
If it was me in the jury instead of Carson and the final was Carson, Caroline, and Heidi, I would probably vote for Carson to win.
Jam Jam, what did it do to you physically? And then what did it do physically once you got off the show? Talk about that.
I look hot as hell. Damn. I was like, I lost all that weight. I was like, ooh, I'm going to keep it off. No, I gained it right back and more. I look sexy. I did. Oh, my God. You had no idea. I was so excited.
So when they tell you that you're going to be on the show, what's that process? Do they email you? Is it a call? And it's like, also be very quiet about this. And then how do you not tell everybody what's going on?
They call me the second episode of season 42. That was like March 14th, and say like, you're on it. I started crying right away. Of course you cannot tell anyone, like everybody has to sign an NDA and they cannot say anything. I told everybody that I was going to Costa Rica to help my father because my father lives in Costa Rica. He was like building a house and I was like, I'm not going to have any kind of communication with anyone. I'm going to be away in a jungle, which I was, but not in Costa Rica.
So you come back and you won. So you were there the entire time, meaning you're playing the game the entire time. Everybody else who didn't win and was eliminated, do they just stay in a hotel and chill so they don't get back in an earlier time?
That's how it happens. Yeah. They go back to something called Ponderosa, which is like a hotel, and they're living the life. It's like free vacation. You know, they have to get dressed every other day and like they can drink whatever they want. They get all the massage. They have a pool. They can, you know, everything but communication is the only thing. Like they also don't have any kind of like cell phone or internet or anything, but you know.
Well, that sucks. No cell phone, no internet. So that's all. My vacation is only cell phone and internet. That's the difference. Well, what is your advice to somebody who wants to be on a show? And then what is your advice to somebody who's getting on a show, but only starting it?
My advice is you have to be comfortable with who you are. If you don't know who you are and you're not okay with being who you are, it's going to be hard because you're going to have to explore everything inside yourself while you're like doing this huge challenge. And if you want to get on it, just say whatever's in your head, like anything, just like put it out there, blah. People are going to like it or not like it. And that's the whole point of life. Like be yourself.
Lunchbox, we have like 1 minute left.
We'll have 1 minute with Jam Jam.
You just killed 8 seconds of it.
I gotta, when you go back into the real world, how long does it take you to start trusting people again?
It's very, very, very hard because you're still on, you know, and you're like double guessing everything that people are saying. You're like a recorder, like everything, you're like saving it because you did it for 26 days and you need to like go back and know that the person serving your coffee does not want to get you off the island. Like you're done with the game.
All right, final question. Lunchbox thinks you can go on a reality show, and if you win, you can retire the rest of your life. Do you have enough money now to do that, and do you agree with the statement?
I don't think I have enough money to retire.
But he got $1 million. Now, did you get the $1 million like last night, or did you get it like way back when you recorded the show?
I got it last night.
That's crazy.
But I don't know, man. I like my life, you know, I need to keep working. Like $1 million is not enough for the rest of my life. I'm not going to die tomorrow.
It's a pretty big day, the day before tomorrow, though. Look, Jam Jam, congratulations. We know it's a busy press day for you, so we really appreciate the time. And man, I hope you get everything you want out of this. And congratulations on being the newest survivor.
Oh my God. Thank you so much, Bobby. It's a pleasure. Thank you, Lunchbox.
See you, buddy.
Bye, Jam Jam. Hey, we should get Jam Jam back on, like talk to him more.
You can just call him. Call him home later.
Okay, I'll call him at his house or the salon.
Did you like him on the show?
Dude, he was great. He was the funniest dude you've ever seen on Survivor.
I didn't watch the show. I don't really watch Survivor, but I do. I can appreciate that show. It's a hard show to go on and win. And he won $1 million, but he'll get $580,000.
Yeah, but it was just so cool how he did it. Like, he did it with humor and like...
Was he likable by everybody?
So everybody loved him. He had the whole camp cracking up the whole time, just making jokes, and then really he's out there cutting your throat.
Oh, he was cutting throats too?
Oh, yeah, cutting throats and making people laugh while he did it. He's like, you write my name down? Oh, guess what? You go home next week.
He's doing it dirty. All right, there's my guy Jam Jam. I don't know what else to say about Jam Jam. I don't watch the show. It's hard for me to understand what Lunch is like. How did Clark feel about turn two of episode seven?
I realized that. I'm like, gosh.
No, that's cool. It's supposed to happen like that.
Gosh, because I'm just like, man, I could talk to him for an hour. I'd like to talk to him forever.
It has to be exciting for Lunchbox to interview a winner or talk to a winner because this is showing him that it's possible. It could be him one day.
It could, but he'd have to quit this show and go do it. And I don't know that he'd be willing to do that.
Yeah, and I had to take a month off.
26 days.
More than that. Way more than that.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, take 30 days off. Okay.
No, it's probably a couple months, 2.5 months or so.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, I mean, there's more than just, you just don't leave here, fly southwest to the island and get started, then fly right back home after 26 days.
You couldn't gift it to him?
Are you sure you don't just fly out there and fly back?
I'm pretty sure,
like,
yeah.
You fly to L.A., you get on a plane, they put you in a hotel, boom, they put you on
you
a boat.
You do some stuff before you even go out to wherever. Then you get there and you hold for a bit. And then you do the, you're there for a bit, too, before you even get on the boat.
Oh.
And then it's, when you're on TV, the, I can just tell you, a lot of it's set up. And it's still real, but the setup is set up.
But they don't talk on the boat. They're not allowed to talk to each
Absolutely.
Other.
Absolutely. On Snake in the Grass, they couldn't talk to each other.
Yeah.
But they were at the hotel for like 4 or 5 days beforehand.
But they didn't meet each other. For,
nope, they did not.
Okay.
So they, for the first time, they, but they were all, everybody was there.
Man.
So there's a lot to that. And the producer of that show was the Survivor producer for a long time. So I know a lot of the secrets too, which I never reveal.
Yeah, don't tell me because I don't want to know. But I mean, I when I go on that island and man, it's going to be so great. And I'm going to just be running around that place. It's gonna
when
be
do you
so-
think you'll age out of trying or thinking about you'll try?
Never.
Oh, cool. Never,
70.
Never worry a third?
70.
Okay. Well, look.
I mean, if I got permission to go on that show, like if you guys said, hey, you can have a month off, I'd be out of here.
Can we hear them, Ray, him doing Kansas City? If you turn it up. I want to hear what a news.
They're gone.
No, they're gone. Yep. I'm looking at it on my screen.
They disconnected me, which I think I'm the patch.
Dang, I wanted to hear what they, Kansas City TV show was interviewing him. JLJL, thank you for being here this morning. We all stayed up last night. I watched it last night. So Survivor, did you survive?
So I did too much inside
baseball. No, it's exactly
what
you wanted to hear.
Because I mean, I want to
know. No, I'm just saying I didn't understand because I didn't watch the show.
Yeah, but I did. Like, that was a good question about his body, like what it did to him.
So this actually, we recorded, you're listening to this now, it's obviously Friday morning. We recorded this yesterday after the show. So he had been doing press all morning long after he won. If that, just so the timeline makes sense. Everybody good on that?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're in a time machine, suckas. All right. Joe Exotic a little later. But now let's get started.
We salute our fallen heroes and give thanks this Memorial Day weekend. It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I found myself in a tricky but funny situation. I'm a mom of four kids. A few years ago, I started to convince them that I believed the world was flat. Wait, well, why would you do the joke?
Uh-oh.
What kind of joke is this?
It's not a good one.
It would drive them crazy. I'd find all the real flat earthers and watch their YouTubes and read their blogs and then throw random facts at my kids and show them how true it was. I'm in no way a flat earther, but I've maintained this personality belief with my kids. It has been unwavering. The situation I have now found myself in is they're starting to tell others and their friends and teachers that I'm a flat earther. I don't need random people thinking I'm kind of a crazy thinker, but I've maintained this story for so long with my kids. Do I now back down and tell them that I know the world's around, or do I keep up this hilarious spoof and risk others thinking I'm not all there? Sincerely, I know the world is round. Really? And that's a funny, that's an unneed, I don't know. I can appreciate a joke that's not needed at all and just sticking to it even though there's no benefit. Yeah.
Your kids will understand if you turn around and tell them that it's not real.
It's kind of funny too to be like, guys, I really don't believe it. And you guys fell for it. And that's it. I'd probably get out of that though before they start telling other people and everybody thinks you're a weirdo.
Yeah.
Like, why are your kids telling your business anyway?
That's true,
that's
too.
What I do.
Well, it probably comes up in school, like, hey, the
Earth
whose
parents is flat earth? Raise your hand.
And then the kids are like, well, I grew up being told the earth is flat.
Why did this joke even start? I love it. It's so, I'm not a flat earther, and I don't even know that I would do this joke, but it's just a...
It's a random one.
There's no point, but that's why it's hilarious.
She's committed.
I would just tell the kids, two lessons you learn here. One, earth is round. Second, if you're going to make a joke, freaking commit to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, stay with it. Stay in character. But you should probably admit the world is round.
Yeah.
Otherwise, everybody's going to think you're cuckoo clock, you know? All right, that's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
All right, Fun Fact Friday is a segment we do where we bring something super interesting and then maybe it starts a conversation. Now, this isn't mine, but I thought this was so funny. This was my junior varsity version. You guys know Weird Al?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He did all the parodies back in the 80s, 90s. You know, instead of beat it, it was just eat it.
Yeah.
And then Riding Dirty was White and Nerdy.
Uh-huh.
Big deal. If you're young, your kid, you won't get it. Because now everybody does that. But he was revolutionary at the time. Well, Paul McCartney wouldn't let Weird Al do a parody of Live and Let Die.
that was called Chicken Pot Pie because he didn't want to promote eating meat.
Really?
Because Weird Al wrote, Chicken Pot Pie.
Hilarious.
That's funny, huh?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah, that's not mine. That's my Junior R. Saying.
Fun Fact Friday.
I'll go first. Do you guys remember, this is back in the day too, where it's Sonic now, but there was also another drive-in place called A&W Root Beer.
Like, yeah.
So that hasn't existed in a while, I don't think. But it was the same kind of place you drove into. So A&W tried to one-up McDonald's in the 80s by selling a third-pound burger. Because McDonald's had a quarter-pounder, so they're going to do a third-pounder. Mm. But Americans didn't realize that a third-pound was bigger than a quarter-pounder, so they didn't get it, so they didn't buy it.
Dumb Americans. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That's hilarious.
Funny, huh? So, an AW out of business, probably because we didn't understand fractions.
Oh, my goodness.
Amy.
The ancient Romans used to drop a piece of toast into their wine, and that's where we get the saying, raise a toast.
Oh.
And pretty much their wine would be really bad, and so if you drop a piece of burnt toast in there, something, the acidity makes it more palatable, like the burnt toast, the charcoal, mm-hmm. helps it out. So if you have bad wine at home, drop some burnt toast in it. But also, the next time you give a toast, that's why.
That's the fun fact. Those are kind of boring, but I like that first one, but just the toast in it.
Oh,
When you say acidity and Fun Fact Friday, it loses all the fun.
Okay.
Because then it turns into a science project, you know?
Right. So that's the science-y part. But if you ever wondered the origin of that saying, let's raise a toast.
I didn't, but I wish I did, because now I'm like, wow, that's super cool. I didn't know that. You can bring that up the next time you toast. You can act like you found it. Don't give us the credit, everybody.
Do you bring it up before you toast or after you toast?
After. Everybody's like, oh, but you're just chatting along. You know, it's crazy. The toast is actually the toast. Oh, and they'll be like, why?
Ancient Romans.
Be like, how'd you know that? Be like, I researched it.
Fun Fact Friday.
No, don't give us credit. We don't demand credit. Morgan.
Wearing headphones for just 1 hour will increase the bacteria in your ear by 700 times.
Whoa.
Because you're covering them from like the natural air.
Well, then if we're doing the math there, 7 times 5 is what, Eddie? 7 times 5?
That's 35. Took me a while, but I got it.
That's 35. What was it?
It was 700 times, so 3,500.
3,500 times the bacteria.
Wow.
Because we wear headphones all day long.
That's a lot.
Eddie, what do you have?
Okay, so check this out. This is kind of like a show and tell. So I need you to stretch your hand out.
Hand is stretched.
Yeah, open it up.
It's open.
Are your fingers the same length?
No, they're all different sizes.
Right. Now close your hand. And now your fingers are all... Close your hand, like a fist. Now look at your fingers, all the same size.
What do you mean? They're not. They're still...
Well, what's the fun fact?
No way, dude. So if you
close... all the same size?
Look.
From one knuckle to the next.
Boom. Oh, that. You said make a fist. I made a fist.
No, like just close your hand and look at your fingers.
No, my pinky one is smaller.
Uh-oh, you're deformed. You're not right, Amy, because you're supposed to be all the same length.
Oh, it's... Well, what's happened is... We're probably all the same from our knuckle down.
Oh. Not me.
I'm so confused.
Amy, are you really?
She's also got a tail, so coming out of her butt. So
I thought that was kind of fun.
Okay.
That's your JV.
I still don't even understand what the fun fact is.
Nothing.
What do you mean?
The thing. None of that's fun.
Okay. Eddie, do you need to borrow one from me?
Lunchbox, go ahead.
Oh, guys, when you're in the shower and you let one rip, just be warned, it's going to smell worse in the shower. Because the steam in the shower enhances your smell, and that means you smell more of the fart.
It does smell worse in the shower. That's crazy. You never done that?
No, it's just that for once, Lunchbox wasn't my least favorite one. It was Eddie.
Really? You didn't like the hand one?
I don't even understand what the point is.
Do you understand people in the cars are trying it out?
And they're still looking at it going, what is Eddie talking about?
You said make a fist. I made a fist, first of all.
All right. Just close your hand and your fingers are the same length.
It's like bend your fingers down is what it is mostly.
Okay.
Look, mine's not.
You're not doing it right.
Okay. Thank you. We're done.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
This German Shepherd dog, Blaze, was up for adoption, like at a rescue place. And this girl, Brittany's like, oh, I'm taking Blaze. She takes him home. Within an hour there, he hops over the fence and escapes. And she calls everybody. Dang. They're
grand
searching
opening,
for him.
Grand opening, grand closing.
Quick.
They actually had eyes on him. It was like a 20-minute pursuit, but they weren't able to catch him. 50 days later.
Oh.
He shows back up, and they have found him.
He shows back up? He didn't even really know where he lived.
Yeah, well, someone finds him. They're that's Blaze. And then he's been delivered back to Brittany. But he had to navigate traffic. There was, like, wildlife encounters, apparently. I mean, he lost 20 pounds, so clearly
food. That's how you know that nobody,
took care of it. Wow, that stinks. But he's back now?
Food was an issue.
Well, now he appreciates it. Hopefully he won't run away.
How do you secure the house for Blaze now?
You know, and I wish my dog could appreciate. They don't have that.
Yeah.
If they knew what I went through to make sure they were healthy, to make sure they were safe, one of them digs out and ran away. Mm. Okay, you don't like it here? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Why don't you appreciate? But they don't appreciate it.
Yeah, they don't do that.
Just like kids, I'm told.
Just like that.
Just like kids. But Blaze is back home.
Yeah.
He's healthy.
They said, in great shape, all things considered.
I like all things considered. Yeah. Okay, good. Great story. Glad that somebody found him, brought him back. I'm just so surprised that he lived that long if he was going through that hard a time.
Oh, I know. And the fact, also, too, like, you rescue a dog, you're so excited, and then within an hour, you're like, okay, well, that was fun.
What did she do? Yeah, I get him. Why didn't you run away? All right, that's what's up. Thank you. Tell me something good. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month. And when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody. Because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard. Eddie's got the crown on. It's Come a tiara, on. But we call it a crown.
Come on.
Looks great on you. By the way, it's the easiest trivia game you're ever going to hear. Easy trivia. Ready, Amy.
Ready.
Abby. Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan.
Yep.
Let's go. The question is in math, Eddie. How many sides does a triangle have?
Three sides. I just want to make sure, you know what I mean?
Bro, this is the easiest round.
Yeah, you're right.
Morgan, what's 5 times 6?
5 times 6 is 30.
Correct. Amy, how many sides does a square have?
4.
Yeah. Abby, if you have 10 apples and you give away 3, how many apples do you have left?
You have 7.
Correct. That's how easy this game is. Nice job, everybody. You moved on. If Eddie wins, he's the champion again.
Wow. Although I've had like 4 chances and I'm not winning.
Yeah. And Amy has 3 points. We're trying to get to 5. Yeah. By the way, Lunchbox has been out this whole season. And it's the longest season in the history of the game.
It's been pretty peaceful.
It's been 4-3-2-1.
Eddie 4, Amy 3, Abby 2, Morgan 1. 10 weeks he hasn't been able to play Easy Trivia.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Easy Trivia, the category is 2000s country. Eddie, what country music group released the song Bless the Broken Road in 2004?
That's Rascal Flatts.
Correct. Which country music artist, Morgan, had a breakout hit with Before He Cheats in 2006?
Carrie Underwood.
Good. Amy, what country music artist released the album Fearless in 2008, which included Love Story and You Belong With Me?
Taylor Swift.
Good. Abby, what country music trio released the song Need You Now in 2009, which became a crossover pop hit?
Lady A.
Correct. Nice job. Round three. Candy bars is the category. Eddie, what chocolate bar features a combination of chocolate, caramel, peanuts, and shares its name with a famous baseball player?
That's Baby Ruth.
Correct. Woo! Morgan, what popular chocolate bar consists of caramel and nougat, coated in milk chocolate, and has the tagline, "Hungry? Why wait?"
Wow. Hungry? Why wait?
Chocolate bar, caramel, nougat, coated in milk chocolate, with the tagline, "Hungry? Hungry? Why wait?"
Do you mean to say nugget?
Nougat.
What's a nougat? Nougat?
Isn't it nougat? It's nougat.
I never heard of that.
What has a nougat?
Did you mean to interrupt me?
No. I'm just about like
yellow card. Yellow card. Okay, if you get a red one, you lose the game.
All right, you're right.
Wait. Okay. Sorry, I got distracted.
I know. You know why? Because Mr. Yellow card over there.
Can you say it one more time?
What popular chocolate bar consists of nougat, Eddie? Idiot. I thought I was an idiot. I was like, nougat. Oh no. What popular chocolate bar consists of caramel and nougat coated in milk chocolate and has a tagline? Hungry? Why wait?
I don't know what has a nougat in it. It's really throwing me off.
Think about the what's in the bar, though.
I mean, a nougat, a caramel, and it's chocolate covered.
Yeah, we have to call time in a second here.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's not Snickers because that's not the same tagline. Dang it!
Need an answer?
Milky Way.
You've been boomed.
Guys.
Snickers. Oh. Snickers, yeah.
Wait, I thought nuts. I thought the Snickers tagline was like hangry.
Snickers has a nut. I never heard that.
Okay, but I didn't say anything about nut. I didn't say there were no nuts in it.
Hey, can I ask you a question without getting red carded?
Yeah, but Amy, I didn't say there weren't nuts. I didn't list every ingredient. Go ahead. I didn't know how to do a whole breakdown, like reverse engineer a candy bar for you guys. Go ahead.
What the crap is a nougat?
It's the that must be that creamy filling, the like soft spongy like filling. I'm so confused.
Okay.
The actual definition of nougat, it's a family of confections made with sugar, honey, roasted nuts.
The nuts are in the nougat?
Wow.
I'm so confused.
Nougat.
Interesting.
That's nougat.
So okay, confused. Learn something new every day.
Wow, the nuts are in the nougat.
Nuts are in the nougat.
I did not know that.
All right, moving on. Morgan, I'm sorry you've been eliminated.
Yeah, it's okay.
You nougat gonna win. All right. What Nestle chocolate bar, Amy, consists of crispy rice covered in milk chocolate? What Nestle chocolate bar consists of a crispy rice cereal? Crispy rice.
Yeah.
Covered in milk chocolate.
Yeah. Gosh, Morgan's thing has me nervous because Snickers is like the most recognizable candy bar in the world.
I said nougat. What more do you want?
Okay, it's Nestle Crunch.
Correct.
That was easy.
Why is this category so weird? Oh, because Eddie came in with a nougat question?
That nougat confused me, man.
Abby, what popular chocolate bar features a caramel center covered in milk chocolate and has a space-related name?
Oh, that is...
What popular chocolate bar features a caramel center covered in milk chocolate and a space-related name?
No. Hold on.
Do you guys know it?
Yes, yeah, one second. Yeah. Yes, I know it came out. Oh, it left my brain. I know what this is. It's a...
What popular chocolate bar features a caramel center covered in milk chocolate and has a space-related name?
Oh, my gosh. I know. Hold on.
We've been holding on.
I know. It's my favorite one.
It's your favorite bar and you can't even name it?
Yes. Okay, I promise I love it.
I promise.
Then eat 100 of them. Prove it. Okay, we're going to give you 15.
I think Morgan even said it.
We're going to give you 15 seconds, which is way too much
15,
time.
That's too much.
Wow. Now it's too much. She's been saying, wait. And she's like, that's too much. I can't wait.
It's not okay. I don't know why my brain won't go to it. It's chocolate.
5 seconds.
I eat it all the time.
Space related.
You eat it all the time.
Oh, boy.
I'm eating one right now. I can't name it. I literally have one in my mouth. I cannot tell you what it is.
No, it's a Milky Way.
Yes.
Oh, good job. Good job, Abby.
What happened
you got
to
there.
Me?
You okay. spaced out.
Wow.
I did space out on the Milky Way.
It happened. Okay, we can't go that long anymore, guys. Okay. That round was drunk, okay? Just in general. Eddie.
Come on.
Categories, TV, children's shows. Children's TV shows. TV okay. children's shows. What's the name of the Australian TV show about a blue puppy who has various adventures?
Blue's Clues.
Incorrect.
What? What are you talking about?
You've it's been Blue's Clues.
What is it?
Bluey. It's a different person.
Oh,
different dog. You didn't
no.
even listen. The name of the Australian TV show about a little dumb. Blue puppy. Yeah.
Guys, miss them all, please.
Wow. Amy, what's the name of the TV show featuring a group of superhero animals led by a tech-savvy 10-year-old boy?
Superhero animals led by a tech-savvy 10-year-old boy? Mm-hmm. Tech-savvy superheroes. Children's show. Paw Patrol.
Yes, so stupid.
So wow. I thought you missed
wow,
that.
Wow, wow, wow. I thought that they were led by a dog. But,
Eddie, they, okay. well, they are a Paw Patrol.
Yeah, it's Paw Patrol.
Animals. I didn't
you
say
said,
the dogs.
He's a 10-year-old boy. I didn't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, he's the leader.
Oh, yeah. I got it, got it. Yes, the 10-year-old boy.
Chase on the case. Yeah, yeah.
Abby, what's the name of the long-running British TV show that follows the adventures of a little pig and her family?
A little pig?
What's the name of the long-running British TV show that follows the adventures of a little pig and her family? Oh, I just watched this morning. What's escaping me?
No, this one, I don't.
I watch it all the time, I promise.
I love this show. A pig? I know nothing about a pig.
Amy's going to win this if she misses it, Eddie.
So dumb.
Wait, can you repeat it one more time?
Oh, gosh.
Just
wow,
one more.
Yellow
come
card,
on.
Amy.
Oh, no.
Yellow card.
Amy, that's not fair, is it?
What's the name of the long-running British TV show that follows the adventures of a little pig and her family?
That is Piggly Wiggly.
Oh,
the grocery
I'm
store?
You've been booed.
Peppa
just
the Pig.
Like that.
This whole day has been drunk.
It's called Peppa Pig, not Peppa, Peppa the Pig.
Peppa
Amy.
Pig. You wouldn't have got Peppa the Pig. But
I got Paw the Patrol.
Frosty the Snowman. What are some thes, though?
The?
Frosty the Snowman. How many of thes?
Peppa Pig.
No, there aren't a lot of thes.
Except for Peppa the Pig and Frosty
Peppa
the Snowman.
The Pig.
That's it. Paw the Patrol. Abby, you lost.
Dang it.
Amy, you won.
So, just makes Eddie and me tied.
We're tied.
Eddie, yeah.
You're tied.
Hey, and that's one more week Lunchbox has to wait.
Wow, I'm one away from the crown.
You're that's what we're saying, Amy.
Woo!
One win away. Okay, thank you, guys.
Oh, no.
That is easy trivia. Here's a voicemail we got last night.
Right now, I am in Hot Springs, Arkansas, because I am getting my passport renewed, and so I have a couple hours to kill and decided to see how far away Mountain Pine was. So I'm now en route to Mountain Pine to go check out the boyhood home of Bobby Bone sign, and who would have thought that this passport stress would lead me to a cool little adventure.
Here's the thing, because I'm from Mountain Pine, Arkansas, population 700, and there's a sign, this is boyhood home of Bobby Bones. It's pretty cool, except people have shot bullets in it, like a tornado's hit it. They don't replace the sign.
So it's all damaged?
It's all damaged, and people go there a lot and tag me.
Oh.
And it's really cool to me, thank you. But so many people go there, why not just change the sign?
Can you?
It's embarrassing.
Change it? Oh.
Is that weird?
If Bobby, I pay for my own
yeah,
sign,
weird.
That's
but
bad.
But you didn't pay for the original.
Right,
it's
right.
Like you're, okay, paying for the upgrade.
I hear you. I can't allow myself to do that.
Like, yeah. If Clint Eastwood's, like, star, Hall of Fame star, whatever, gets, is he going to fix it? No.
Nope, he's not.
No.
They're going to go fix it. And I'm the Clint Eastwood of Mountain Pines.
Same thing.
All right, this is from Harrison.
Good morning, show. I have a morning corny for Amy. What do planets use as currency? Starbucks.
That's a good one.
Nice.
Yeah.
The Bob
Bone Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
When you buy a new shirt, pants, do you wash them before you wear them?
I mean, the answer mostly is no. Underwear always. I guess it depends on if it's a nice shirt, because I don't care if you wash it or you dry clean it. Because my nice stuff, I'll do that. It's still a wear. So if it's real nice, no. I'm gross. But underwear, yes.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Underwear for sure, but clothes, I really don't. Well, the dermatologist was talking about how she's seen cases of lice that possibly came from other people trying on the clothes in the store.
Well, I don't put on bikinis that I always wanted to wear my bikini.
Good.
Certain infectious diseases can be passed through clothing. On top of that, there are a lot of chemicals on new clothing that could irritate the skin, and it's absorbed by the body. So it's best to wash that stuff off and then wear it.
It makes sense. But I'm going to act like I didn't hear this. It's like you're in a jury and the judge is like, okay, disregard what you just heard. It cannot be used in this case. So I've eliminated it. Thank you.
You know, like there's
formaldehyde. We're done. We're moving on.
Formaldehyde.
We're moving on here. Go ahead.
Half of people in America pretend not to see messes so that someone else will clean it up.
Ooh, that's me. 100%.
What's wrong with people?
I used to do that. I just been called on it too many times. I know you saw the dog throw up. There's no way you couldn't have. Because I pay attention to a lot. Oh, yeah.
That's the one.
I'm a pretty attentive person.
Uh-huh.
Detail-oriented, even. She's right. I did see the dog throw up, but I was running behind. And so if I can somehow make her think the dog threw up after I left, it wasn't on me. But there's something about the consistency. She's like, it's been there too long. Tell the truth. Did you know? Yeah.
She gets detective on you.
And she does. Yeah. So, that kind of stuff I have. But she knows I'm not going to do the dishes anyway. So
you just don't do them until the end.
I didn't pass it. I didn't act like I didn't see it.
Dude.
I saw it and just didn't do it. There's a difference.
Well, yeah.
So, and also, there's a couple things I'm not going to do. And there's a couple things she doesn't do that I do.
Okay.
That we hate. I hate matching socks in the dryer.
Oh, it's the worst.
I hate it.
First of all,
brown, black, all those. Like, I'm colorblind. It makes me sad. That's what I say. It makes me sad. And I think about childhood. But I don't do the socks, and I don't really do the dishes. I will clean a dish after I'm done, and I'll put some in the dishwasher sometimes. But I just don't do that unless it's dire. But I'm the only one that takes trash out for the most part. Like, we each have our things that we'll both do. We have some things that we really don't want to do at all. But I don't ever lie. I just don't do it.
You just said it takes you back to your childhood when you're organizing socks.
Okay, I'll lie on that one. Anyway, moving on.
Okay. Cleaning isn't a chore that many of us look forward to. This study also said that 90% of people say they get anxious cleaning their home.
Anxiety. Yes, you can't have that happen.
I hate to give
mental
you
health.
That.
We need to care about mental health. And I don't lie because I am colorblind. That's why I don't do it. The part that I exaggerate on is it reminds me of being sad as a kid finding out I'm colorblind.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
I exaggerate, not lie, but that's true too. I was sad as a kid.
Yeah. Taylor Swift songs can now save a life. Well, one in particular, The Man, because the American Heart Association says that this is their new theme song to promote CPR because it's 110 beats per minute and it's exactly the pace you need to do a hands-only CPR.
So when someone's doing CPR, if you can't tell how old they are, if they're doing this song, they're probably 35 or below. But if they're doing the Bee Gees Staying Alive, uh-huh, they're probably 35 or older.
Right, right, right.
From the scene from The Office. So that's good, though. They're using a younger song now. I like it.
Yeah, and other songs that are one beat per minute or 110 is like Crazy in Love, Dancing Queen, Hips Don't Lie, and Man in the Mirror.
That seems slower.
I'm still sitting with the Bee Gees.
Oh, yeah. Staying Alive, dude.
Yeah. REO Speedwagon. Do one of the... real ballad. You think it's the wrong song.
You're like, you could have saved him, but you were doing REO Speedwagon.
Dang it. You get the song wrong. Yes. You're like, guys, shoot.
Guys, do Journey Open Arms.
Oh, no.
So now I come to you. Without me. God dang.
And just a reminder, it's hands-only CPR. You don't have to do mouth-to-mouth anymore.
Okay, thank you, Amy. All right, go ahead.
I'm Amy. That's my file.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Alfred lives in North Carolina. He's got this girlfriend. He's like, man, I'm going to propose. I'm going to make her my forever girl. So he goes, gets a ring, gets down on one knee and says, will you marry me? And she says yes. And he goes, I'm going to give you the wedding of your dreams. I don't know how I'm going to afford it, but it's going to happen. And he was going to fill up gas. He's like, I'm going to go in. There's this new lottery game they just released. I'm going to buy that $5 ticket, scratch it off. And he was the one to win the grand prize of $150,000.
Wow. Perfect timing.
I mean, I don't think it was the day they got engaged, but it was like a little bit after.
It's good for the story, though.
Yeah, yeah. And so now they're going to get that dream wedding, and they're going to say, I do, I love you, and they're going to consummate the marriage.
Okay. Well, no, you don't have to do all that. Just say that. Now they have a dream wedding. You don't got to go full consummate.
I feel like they have the dream wedding and then some, because Just tell me they're not going to spend that whole amount on the wedding.
Oh, that'd be awesome. That'd be a heck of a party.
No.
Well, first of all, they're probably going to get 85,000 of it, so don't do 150. But still, that's too much to spend, probably.
They took home $106,000 after taxes.
Nice. Oh. Wonder what state they're in. What state did you say?
North Carolina. Gary, North Carolina. Or Cary, not Cary.
Yeah, man. Cary. It's right outside of Raleigh, next to Raleigh.
Yeah.
You know, next to Apex.
You know, it's, yeah, that's right.
That's right. Crossroads 4,
Crossroads,
baby.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's go.
Well, good for them. I like it. I love
Congrats.
It. I want some more of it.
Yeah.
That's a great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Let's go over to Amy and get in the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What do you call a priest that becomes an attorney?
What do you call a priest that becomes an attorney?
Father-in-law.
That was the Morning Corny.
So, Bert Kreischer is a comedian. He's a guy that always takes his shirt off. You guys familiar?
Mm-mm.
Losers.
No, I don't know.
Super funny. He's huge on TikTok, too. He has a podcast. So, he has a movie called The Machine that is out, and it's about him, Robin. It's a true story in Russia, the whole thing. But he was on, and I want you to hear some of this interview. And so he is known for taking his shirt off. And again, he's got a big old belly. It's not like he takes it off and he's ripped. It's just part of like, oh, this guy's so lovable. And so I asked him, like, hey, do you always get asked to take your shirt off in public?
Last night we were at the Lakers game and these fans were taking pictures. And then they're like looking at me and they're going, take your shirt off. And I'm like, can't I just be on Mount Rushmore instead of having like, take your shirt off?
He also has a Netflix special called Razzle Dazzle. It's super funny, but it's also very personal. With me at my house, my wife's like, hey, everything doesn't have to be a bit. Even on the show, I mean, I do bits at home and nobody watching. Even just her. She's like, everything doesn't have to be a bit. There's some things that are just like real life. And so I asked him, like, is it ever, you ever get told that by your wife or your daughter? Like, everything doesn't have to be on stage. It's too personal. It's not a bit. And he told this story about his daughter who he offered money to be able to tell this joke.
She said something absolutely hilarious to me that is one of the worst things you could say to another person. And I put it in my last special, Razzle Dazzle, and she saw it. She goes, yeah, you got to take it out. I was like, what? She's like, that was a secret. These are some things are secret, Dad. I offered her 10 grand, and she turned it away. And I got to 100 grand. I said, I'll give you $100,000 for this bit. She's like, Dad, when you die, I get all your money. They had to take it off the server and re-edit the special.
So it was up, and they pulled it off, took it out, and then put it back up.
That's crazy.
Which is so funny. Go listen to the interview. It's great. Bert Kreischer, he's on the 25 Whistles podcast today, which we did for this. It's half an hour long, but also check out The Machine, which is a movie that is out in theaters today. I did ask him, like, do you get recognized in public a lot?
I actually get that a lot. You're the Kool-Aid guy. Oh, I saw you on TikTok. You're the guy that... Yeah, you're the naked guy on TikTok. It's crazy, especially when you see grown men that do it. And you're like, are you on TikTok?
Listen on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Joe Exotic.
From prison, we're supposed to talk to Joe Exotic. Oh, he's on.
Whoa.
Go. Hello.
This call is from a federal prison. This call is from
Joe.
Oh.
And Bobby.
There he is, everybody.
Yay!
Joe Exotic. Wow. How you doing, man?
What are you doing?
I'm working. What are you doing? That's the question.
Man, fighting for my life.
What is that? Like, what does that mean? I hear people behind you. Like, what's happening around you right this second?
I'm in a stairwell, and they're coming up and down the stairs from chow.
What is every day like for you when you say you're fighting for your life? Like, walk me through a day of Joe Exotic.
Get up at 8 o'clock in the morning, and you hope to be able to go outside and go to rec and get some exercise and some sun. And undoubtedly, somebody in the prison is so they punish the entire prison, and you don't get to go to rec. So you got to come back in and just sit around and either watch TV, which I'm not allowed to do because I'm gay, or you sit and play games on a tablet all day.
Why would you not be able to watch TV because you're gay?
The gangs run the prisons, not the staff, okay? So I'm gay, and I'm not allowed to watch TV.
Got it. Okay, so if you can't watch TV and then you play on a tablet, do you get to, like, pick any game that you download? Or, like, some of our guys here on the show, they have kids, and they have to, like, okay the games? Is that what it's like on a prison tablet?
Exactly. And then any movie you download has to be PG, you know?
So what...
And then you can email in your attorney... And then, you know, the prison and the government staff read your emails so they know what the hell your angle is and what evidence you find, every conversation you have. Same way with these telephones, they monitor and record everything. So they know already what you're doing before you even file any motions or anything. They are rushing you, and you only get like a legal call every couple months for 10 or 15 minutes, and then they're rushing you. Well, you got to hurry up. And you just can't put a case together and fight for your life in 15 minutes every 2 months.
So you think the system's built to keep...
Oh, the system is definitely built to keep you here.
Is there any way that you feel like you can prove your case?
Look, you know, after Tiger King came out and everybody was famous and then they kind of died off, you know, Jeff Lowe and James Garrison and Alan Glover, you know, not as much Alan as James and Jeff, you know, wanted to be... movie star heroes. So what did they do? They turned over their cell phones, okay? And so did Alan, but Alan turned them over on an honest note. James and Jeff thought that they were just going to f*** the government over and be heroes, you know? But they forgot to go back in the settings department of their phone and delete the files, okay? So we got 416 phone recordings and photos and videos of the federal agents telling them how to lie under oath in order to put me here so they could shut that zoo down.
So you still feel like you're in prison unjust?
I am definitely in prison unjust. You know, I was so pissed off yesterday when I did the interview to find out that Vice President Harris and the taxpayers paid for her entire entourage to go to Brittany Griner's first basketball game. Dude, the the woman is just as guilty as 10,000 people in American prisons for buying marijuana in Denver and driving across to Kansas or Wyoming and getting caught and put in federal prison for interstate commerce. She got on an airplane and flew across international waters.
You're talking about Brittany Griner, not Vice President Harris. Got it. So, but what does that have to do with you specifically? Because I do think that they are two separate instances, and I do think there are valid points to what you're saying, but what does it have to do with you?
Because I'm wrongfully imprisoned. The government knows it. The evidence is out there on YouTube and the public. The evidence is there. I've been sitting on a motion. Okay, this is what really pisses me off. I've been sitting on a motion for a new trial for a year and 7 weeks now. Okay? Do you realize in Russia she got all the way through being charged, convicted, arrested, appealed, and released in 10 months?
I hear you, but we're not talking about Russia here. I don't want to make this about Brittany Griner, which was a terrible situation, and a lot of people did a lot of things wrong. But I'm talking about you. I don't want you to pivot off of this because people be like, why are they talking about Brittany Griner? Let's talk about you because
the American system is more corrupt. Okay, why does it take me 6 years to get through a system?
I'm here to hear that. It's just pivoting it over to the Griner thing. I just want to hear about you and why you think it's not fair to you. And when you say 6 years and the justice, my ears have not been as open as they are right now. So tell me more about your situation.
Come September the 7th will be 6 years that I have been incarcerated just trying to get my honest day in court. Okay? And when I say honest day in court, part of the evidence that we have is Eric Good with Netflix paying $5,000 apiece out of the witness room during my trial to keep this narrative going so he can make a damn movie.
Now, I don't know anything about the money being exchanged. I'm listening to you say this. We have a national audience. So if people are listening and they're like,
Joe... This call is from a federal prison.
Cool. If they're like, Joe Exotic got screwed, like, what can people do?
I just need everybody to stand up and start... on President Biden's social media, go to my website and sign the petition. You know, all I want is fair. You know, did I put five tigers to sleep? Absolutely. Did I do it the most humane way there was to do it? Absolutely. You might not like it, but it was the most humane way. And my USDA inspector said that was the way to do it. Okay, then during my trial, she couldn't be found to subpoena during court. How do you not find a federal employee?
I felt that. And if that is accurate, I think it definitely should be looked into, investigated, and the right thing should be done. So,
but I can't do the right thing because I can't get this judge to move on a motion for a new trial. And do you know why? Because the president can't issue a pardon as long as I have a motion on file or an appeal on file. So as long as he doesn't answer it, I can't get a pardon. And if I withdraw the motion, that's no guarantee that President Biden would pardon me anyway.
What about pre-Biden? Did you think when Trump was in office, he was going to pardon you?
Trump's appointed judge and appointed U.S. attorney is the ones who did this to me, all right? And Trump toyed me out there in the public for, what, a year, saying that I was on the pardon list? And then come January the 19th, I was one of them that wasn't on the pardon list, all because he needed the votes from Lil Wayne and Kodak Black's crowd.
I felt that. And I hope people look into what you're saying. And if true, I hope people stand up together and they freaking fight for Joe Exotic. Because well, if you're being done wrong, I'm on something here, Joe. If you're being done wrong, dang it, we need to do something about it. Go ahead.
You know, Bobby, it's not as much as just Joe's being done wrong. There's 20, 30,000 people stuck in this system being done wrong.
I felt that. Because, absolutely.
Because Joe has a top-notch lawyer, okay? 20,000 people just in this prison alone, there's 1,700 people, all right? And I can promise you 300 of them are black people that are here because they couldn't afford a lawyer.
Completely agree. Have spoken about that myself on this show. Understand what you're saying. It is a travesty. Yes. It's the culture is a travesty. That being said,
Like, people, you're talking to me about you right now and how you won out, and you're giving me your facts. Do you think, though, that that people have an unfair, they were given an unfair representation of Joe Exotic because of the show, and that's why they're not bonding together to get you out of there?
I think Netflix, I haven't seen it yet. You know, I think Netflix made an agenda to sell a movie, and I know when Peacock came out with that Joe versus Carol, that was all I saw that one because they put it on USA Network, and we get that here, all right? But the general public has no idea what the real Joe went through to keep 23 crackheads alive every day that didn't have anywhere to go because their families kicked them out. And Joe gave them a home. Joe gave them a job. And Joe was planted out to be this big meth head, okay? And Joe's the only one in that show that had teeth.
Yeah, and you're Joe, by the way. For those listening, Joe's talking to himself third person about himself. You have Peacock. Have you seen my show, Snake in the Grass?
No.
Okay, you should. It's a good show. You should watch it on Peacock. So let me ask you a couple questions because you said you'd never seen the show. How have you never seen the show?
Because prison doesn't have Netflix.
But nobody's like smuggled in or keistered in a phone or anything?
not with Netflix.
That's crazy you've not seen it. Did you feel famous inside prison, even with prisoners that were coming in that weren't in until the show aired?
After the show aired, man, there was prisoners that came into prison that were like, wow, I can't believe I'm actually here with you. And I'm like, you know, I'm just another person in prison just like you are. Mm. And to this day, I don't know exactly what all the hoopla is out there, you know? Undoubtedly, I touched a few people's hearts because I've probably gotten over 50,000 letters already.
Wow. Do you open all those?
I answer every one of them.
Wow. So you have all these letters of all these people that obviously really enjoyed you, understood you, were a fan of you from this show. You have not seen the representation of you on this show. Has an attorney watched it and said, this is how you are represented on the show. This is why people feel a certain way about you.
You know, my attorney has told me about Netflix and told me, you know, we're dropping a lawsuit in the next week against Peacock. For defamation and everything else because they represented me completely wrong. And I never had any hate mail until Peacock came out because I didn't shoot all of my animals. I didn't none of that happened, okay? I euthanized.
This call is from a federal prison.
They were 23 years old and they were crippled and PETA was on my ass because I was being cruel of keeping them alive.
So when they were filming this show, Tiger King, what did you think they were filming exactly?
Okay, the part that I filmed, which was very little in the original Tiger King, it was supposed to be just this little documentary on tigers. Wasn't supposed to be about Joe Exotic killing Carol Baskin.
So it was an animal documentary in your mind, and you were actually, since you loved tigers, doing something positive for the tigers.
Yeah, because I was trying to explain to the world that how can you, Bobby Bones, wherever you're sitting right now, appreciate and save the habitat in a tiger in India or China or Russia without ever being there? And you're probably never going to go there, okay? But if I could get you to sit for 15 minutes and play with a baby tiger and fall in love with this baby tiger, I could get you to help me save their wild habitat a whole lot better. And that was my entire agenda, okay? You know, people think that I was just making all kinds of money. Dude, I ate out of a trash truck right along with the tigers in order to make sure that they had what they needed.
Okay, what can my listeners do if they hear you and they want to find out what you are talking about and if it's true, if it's not true? Like, how can we get them to investigate Joe Exotic and hopefully they can help you? Give me some sort of some point to do here.
Get on JoeExotic2024.com. There's an evidence page there with the actual videos and recordings of them under oath admitting to perjury and a plot to kill me to begin with. And you gotta not just do this for me. You gotta do this for you and your kids, because if this is this corrupt that this could happen to somebody like me, it damn sure is gonna happen to you one day. And if we don't change it, well, your odds are a hell of a lot easier than ending up in here than winning the lottery.
Speaking of the lottery, we have a guy named Lunchbox on this show. He's been on the show forever. Joe, where are you, by the way? What town?
Fort Worth, Texas. Just going to hang up on you in about 15 seconds.
Can Lunchbox be put on the list, on the visitation list?
They don't allow anybody to see me that didn't know me out in the world.
But he did. You guys were...
Yeah.
Remember that time you met him?
Yeah, I drove by your place in Oklahoma.
Yeah, I stopped by. Remember him?
download a form and fill it out.
Okay, and then is he hanging up? Is he got to go?
No, he'll shut off.
Okay. Oh, cool. How much money do you have in your account? And can we put money in your account? We lost him.
No.
Oh, the snack account you're talking about.
Yeah, commissary.
Commissary.
Oh, call him back.
I don't think that's how we do it.
Doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I think we can *69 that way.
That's what I was thinking of.
Wow.
Scuba, what's up?
I was saying I do have the number because when they call in, it shows up on our caller ID. I don't know if we'll get directly to him, but
you know, I'm okay. I'm done. I'm kind of done anyway. Okay.
Wow.
He made some good points, and I've hopefully made similar points about the macro version of that. I don't know about his specifics. You know, he's like, this evidence, inside of phones, this person. I don't even remember what happened on Tiger King, really. It's been that long. I watched it. Yeah. But even I was going to ask him if he's running to Todd Chrisley. I never got to that question.
Oh, like in prison?
Yeah.
But they're not at the
same. He's in Texas. Yeah. Todd's in Florida.
And that was the point I made with Todd Chrisley, when I was like, oh, don't you know this many people go to prison that unjust? And I'm like, yeah, it's people who can't afford to have an attorney. It's mostly people that don't have the money to protect themselves, to get a lawyer. It's people. But yes, he makes a great point. That's it. That's Joe Exotic. That was wild.
That was interesting.
Yeah.
It was interesting. A little eye-opening. A little funny.
Yeah.
Bizarre. There's some absolute honest truth there, too. How about that?
Man, that recording of, like, you're calling a prison, that's crazy.
He cursed a lot.
Yeah, he did. He did.
He must not know the current FCC regulations.
It's crazy that they, you know, you hear about gangs running things, but, like, he can't even... You can't watch TV.
Yeah, I'd start leading the gay gang if it were me.
That's a good question, too. Enough. Like, there's no gay gang?
So there's not enough, man.
There's not enough anything until you start to...
Multiply.
Yeah.
Recruit.
I have no idea how you do that. Never been to jail, but... thanks to Joe Exotic. That's it. All right,
Doesn't he have cancer?
He does. I had that question to ask him, too. How's his health?
Oh,
yeah, because he's not seeking treatment or something.
Yeah, yeah. I have that here.
Oh, dang.
But I didn't get there because... I wanted to let him say his piece.
Yeah, I know.
Joe Exotic. All right, cool. Bones.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. As a doctor, the doctor's been ordered to help support this baby until the baby turns 18 because the baby wasn't supposed to be born because the dad's supposed to get a vasectomy. And the baby was born because the doctor screwed up the vasectomy.
Oh.
A botched vasectomy. Now, should the doctor have to pay for this kid to live for 18 years because he messed up a vasectomy? Amy?
No, surely there's paperwork for this. Like, before you get the surgery, you sign something.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
I have to sign paperwork. You go to a trampoline place, you got to sign paperwork.
That's right.
Not even a vasectomy. But yeah, that's what's up. The man ended up leaving his pregnant wife and having an unplanned baby. Subsequent tests show the vasectomy had, and
okay, now we know.
Come on, guys,
got it.
What's up?
It's okay. He had. I don't know if you meant like totally left his wife or just left her for the night.
A doctor's been ordered by a court to financially support a patient's baby until it turns 18. After the patient ended up conceiving the baby despite undergoing a vasectomy, the doctor will have to pay all this money. After he assured the man that the vasectomy he had performed had been successful and he no longer needed to use means of contraception. The man ended up leaving his pregnant wife, having an unplanned baby. Tests showed that the vasectomy had, in fact, not been successful. And the parents of the baby sued the doctor, claiming his mistake had serious implications, both financial and emotional. A judge has now ruled the doctor must support the baby until it turns 18 years old. The baby's father suffers from a debilitating condition called severe bilateral hearing loss, which prevents it from working. Didn't prevent him from peep. You know what I'm saying? Cricket. The condition prevented the man from finding employment, so the judge ruled that the doctor responsible for the contraception must be held responsible. So there's that story. Now, speaking of that, breaking news. Breaking news! Thank you. Scuba Steve is getting a vasectomy this weekend.
Oh, wow. He's doing it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm being sterilized, folks.
What happened?
Wow.
What happened? Like he lost a bet or something? What happened, wow. Scuba Steve?
So I just had the conversation with my wife, and it led me to I'd like to keep her happy, keep the marriage happy, and I'm just going to get the vasectomy. And
it's hard to say. He said vasectomy.
He's choking.
Yeah, I still have my... I haven't done it yet.
He's stuttering. Full-on stutter mode, guys. Go ahead.
I can still run at the altar when I get there. But I went and did the... I can't even talk about it. I'm so nervous about the whole procedure and process. I did the consultation. We went through the whole process. He told me everything. Which, by the way, they do tell you there that there is a chance that it could not fully take.
Told you.
Because there's like hidden things like a third tube that they don't see.
Oh, for sure you got one of those.
Third tubes.
Yes. Yeah. So then I even talked to him about like what are the plans.
They call me third tube bones in college.
But then I was thinking like do I freeze some of this and hold on to it just in case if we change our mind, you know, 5 years from now. So we're looking at freezing some of my men for the future.
So once you get that done, it's done, right? You're broken. It doesn't work anymore, right?
Yeah, the factory shuts down and they say that it could still pump out kids, you know, within a few weeks to a month. So be careful during that time period. But once the factory's down, it's down. It's not making
it
anymore.
But then you can get it reversed.
You can, yeah, but the success rate is much, much, much less. It's a 30% success rate because once the factory's down, it's down. It takes a little bit to get it back going.
Oh. But you can always put your thing down, flip it, and reverse it.
Right.
Zim, zim, zim. Are you nervous? Yeah. How nervous are you? And what do you expect the rehab to be? Is it rehab?
Recovery?
Recovery.
That's tough.
So my nervous is on a whole nother level. I've never been this nervous before in my entire life for anything. So very nervous. And the recovery is supposed to be, depending on the guy and how you handle pain, between 2 to 5 days.
And how do you handle pain?
I usually handle pain pretty well. So I should be okay. But in that region, I never really experienced any pain. So it's a whole new thing for me.
What if the doctor slips with a scalpel?
Yeah, that's pretty scary. Those are things that are of concern. And I am going to get drugged up because I don't want to feel or see or hear anything.
You don't want to feel, see, or hear?
I don't want to. I probably wouldn't
cut all three of those off before this. But
Well, I mean, I want to be able to feel, see, hear in post-op. But during the process, I don't want to be involved. I don't want to be, because you can't be awake and they do it like they clean your teeth at a dentist's office. And I don't want it to be that way.
You haven't had yours chopped, right?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Mm-mm. You had your wife do it.
No, I did not have my wife do it. What happened was we had C-section for one of our boys, and the doctor said while, you know, we're in there doing the C-section.
While we're in the neighborhood, we'll just...
What's it called? Yeah.
Tubes tied?
Yeah, they said we can do the tubes tied if you want to do it. So it's just like a two-for-one deal.
But you wouldn't do that?
I mean, we were already in that...
No, but I'm saying on you.
Probably not.
Just period?
Mm-mm, probably not. I mean, listen to Scuba. That's scary stuff, man.
Yeah, but he's doing it.
Lunchbox, you?
No, I haven't done that, no.
No, I mean, would you?
Would you?
No, I'm not down with that.
Nah.
What do you mean down with it?
Would you, Bobby?
Yeah, I would, sure.
No, I don't care. Man. What do you mean, dude? It's like cutting off your manhood.
They're not chopping it off.
It's actually not. Have it.
So they say. Okay, Scuba, good luck, buddy.
Thank you.
Let us know how it goes.
Very mature of you.
Record your voice before you go, and then we want to play your voice when you get back.
It's a lot higher.
I'm not getting castrated.
Yeah. That's a Lunchbox thing.
All right. Rest in peace, the Scubas.
Oh, man.
This story has to be complete bullcrap. It says over 70% of Americans cheat at bachelor parties.
How many?
70%?
70%. That's not right.
Now, let me read you this.
Mm-mm, I don't believe that.
Some people see bachelor and bachelorette parties as their last hurrah. Now, this is from the New York Post. And that leads to a lot of frisky business, a new survey finds. More than 70% of the 6,000 people polled admit to cheating on their partners while at one of these parties. Some infidelities were minor, including kissing, getting a lap dance.
Oh, well, yeah. No, not me. I'm just saying that'll increase the number for sure. That did not happen in my bachelor party.
Okay.
None of that.
Okay. 11% have gotten with somebody.
That's crazy.
So, Eddie.
Wait, hold on. So, this is the groom, not friends, not the bachelor party.
No, it's the groom. It's anybody.
Anyone at the bachelor party?
It's even if your dudes go.
Dang.
It's not just yours. It's you go to one. It also counts in the stats.
Okay.
What if a bride gets a dance?
Well, if it's on her lap, I think that they're considering this.
There we go.
Okay.
Infidelity.
And if that's considered, dude, I understand why it's at 70%. Because that's like part, every bachelor party I've ever, except Bobby's, every single one that I've been to is just like, hey, we're going to the strip club. Like, why?
Lunchbox, your thoughts?
Listen, first of all, lap dance is not cheating. Second of all, I've been at bachelor parties where cheating has happened. Not with the person getting married, but someone in the group. So, yes, it does happen, but I mean, I'm not shocked by that. It's one last hurrah. It's okay. It's not a last hurrah.
Especially for the people going to the party.
Exactly. The people going to the party, they've been tied down for so long. It's like, oh, this is a no strings attached weekend.
It's not. It's not that for anybody.
And why have all your groomsmen been tied down for so long? Like, you don't.
Some of them get married younger. You know, it just depends. But that's what, when a bachelor party comes up on the calendar, it is like, oh my gosh. Let's go. It's a free weekend to be bananas.
So is that if it comes up on your calendar, you get to go just be bananas?
Yeah.
And your wife is cool?
Yeah.
Ask Lunchbox if he's gone bananas.
Lunchbox, have you gone bananas?
Yeah. Like, you don't think I've had lap dances? I mean, come on now.
So Lunchbox is part of the 70%.
If you consider a lap dance cheating, then everyone cheats.
I've never had a lap dance. I've never been to a strip club. I've never seen a stripper.
People that are fun and like do stuff.
Fun.
Well, Eddie did say the only bachelor party I went to didn't have one. It was Bobby's. Was that disappointing to you?
No, it was great. I'm telling you, there's so
what
much.
What about your own?
No, we did not. We didn't do that.
Okay.
Mm-mm. We did not do that. I promise we did not do that. My wife, like, would kill me if that were to happen. No chance.
But is that why you're saying that?
No. I don't look at it like that. I don't look at it like, hey, bachelor party, last hurrah, let's go crazy. No, and it's stories like this that's messing it up for, like, right now somebody's listening and she's about to get married and her husband's about to, or fiance.
Why'd you say messing it up?
Listen, because her fiance's about to, like, do a bachelor party, and right now, listen to this segment, they're gonna be like, are you gonna go get lap dances? And, like, that shouldn't happen. That's not the way everyone thinks. Not everyone goes into my last hurrah.
But then why would there be strippers?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I don't know why people...
You said every one that you've ever been to except mine.
Dude, I went to one where they were going to bring them to the house and I'm like, I'm out. I left.
Oh, I've done that.
Wait, whose house, Eddie?
You know them.
No. I mean like the groom?
The grooms or wherever they were having the party. And I'm like, I'm out.
Lunchbox, you've done that?
Yeah. Oh. One of my buddies was getting married and we had some girls come and they did a three thing.
No.
Act like it was a three.
Stop. He told us this story years ago and I still vomit in my mouth.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to tell you what happened. I'm just going to say that when we were going over there, my buddy Mark and I, we were like, it was $100 a person. And we were like, oh dang. My gosh, $100 a person. This is the crazy. This is so stupid. And afterwards, we were like, man, we would have paid $200 a person. It was incredible. Let's just put it this way.
No, putting it away.
Don't put it anywhere.
They rolled in a
there's,
goat.
There's no,
no
way.
No, they didn't bring in a goat.
I don't want to hear any way to put it.
Can I just tell you some things?
No,
nothing bad.
Ray, get the dump button ready.
If okay. you say anything bad, you have to go on the wheel of torture.
Uh-huh.
But what is bad? Like,
okay, now exactly. he wants to. Exactly. If you like, say anything that I go, you can't say that, and we have to beep
okay,
it.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, let's just say.
Wheel of torture.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, go
let's
ahead.
Let's just say there was whipped cream.
Okay, they had to put a tarp. That's acceptable. Go ahead.
Yeah. There was.
Here we go.
Instruments. Paddles. Whips.
We're getting close. Hey, we're bordering.
What kind of instruments, Lunchbox?
Hey, we're about to cross over into territory you don't want to get into.
Lunchbox, be careful. This is not...
Border Patrol, staring you down right now. Don't cross that border.
One last thing. In the living room floor, to make sure there was nothing on the carpet, they put down a tarp.
Yeah, we heard you say that a minute ago.
That's it.
That's good. Okay. There should be a reality show like Bait Car, but you put a microphone on the women dancers and see which dudes try to cheat.
Oh, that's crazy.
Like,
that's not bad.
That's crazy.
No, they had cheaters, the cheating show, but not.
That was a good show.
But not.
Bachelor.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you just call it last hurrah.
Yeah.
And can I give a shout out to their business?
No, we're not shouting out.
I still have the business card.
Okay,
No.
I doubt it's still.
Why does he want the business
in
card?
In business?
Yeah, why do you still have the business card?
They're
no, we had the business
now.
Card because we're like, dude, if we call them again, we got. I mean, let's just put it. They had a bodyguard with a gun.
Like a gun.
What do you mean, like a gun? It was a gun or it wasn't a gun?
No, it was a gun in a pillowcase.
Okay.
What?
Thank you. Thank you, Lunchbox.
Let me tell you.
No more.
The guys that were there, I mean, we still, if I just send a text and say the name of the business, it gets smiles and, I mean, high fives. Everybody's like, yeah.
I just don't want to look at that with other people. I don't want to look at that anyway.
Oh, yeah.
By myself, but it's like being with other people is just weird, too.
That is weird.
Nah, man. It was awesome.
Like, you and all your buddies are like doing it. It's just weird.
Yeah.
Getting excited together.
Yeah.
No. Guys.
Go ahead, Amy.
It wasn't about us.
Okay.
It was about the two ladies.
Hey,
it was about the two ladies.
And all of us get all smiley. Go ahead. We have to wrap it.
I don't know. I mean, this story he's telling is years and years and years ago. And I remember thinking, like, being so shocked. I didn't know stuff like this existed and happened.
I'm pretty sure anything that you think exists.
I was way more naive then for sure, but even still thinking, I'm like, I don't know. Well, I don't know. It's crazy.
Well, Lunchbox,
thank you.
It was crazy. Thank you. 70% of people cheat if that's cheating then.
I mean,
that's why the number's
so high.
Accurate?
Okay. Absolutely.
There you go. We're going to play T-Pain. I'm going to love the stripper. Here you go. No, I'm just kidding.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Las Vegas, Nevada. A man was leaving Las Vegas, headed to L.A., and he checks his bag, gets through security. Ah, plane's already gone, and he's mad. Gets on the phone, calls the airport, and says, just so you know, my bag's on the plane. There might be a bomb in it.
Oh.
Well, he did say might.
Might, yeah.
Oh, the might.
It's different than there is.
Yeah.
I just don't understand the motivation, because the plane's not going to go... Well, let's turn around and go pick up the guy that was really having a bad day. So he called in a bomb threat. We get it. That's not going to happen. Everything's a loss. The plane's gone. Obviously, they're going to track him. He's going to get arrested. You just wonder if he was like impaired.
Ooh.
In one way or the other. Because in Vegas, you can legally be impaired in a lot of ways.
Oh, yeah. True.
Because there's just no positive outcome from that. So what happened to him?
He got arrested, and then the plane landed in L.A. and had to stay in the tarmac for over an hour while they searched it, checked all the bags, make sure there was no bomb.
And he'll end up getting fined, not just the arrest and whatever time, but he'll also get fined and probably have trouble flying again.
Yeah, he's probably grounded.
Get it?
Is that what they call that?
No, grounded and grounded. I don't know if she said meant that on purpose.
I meant
be honest, is that double meaning?
It is a double meaning.
I think you'd realize it was a double meaning.
No. I know when I was saying it, it meant he's not going to be in the sky. Uh-huh. He's going to be grounded, but also, grounded.
Okay, we'll give her that one. Yeah, okay,
thanks,
okay,
thanks, guys. Right. Come on.
That's good. All right, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
If you're going to a movie this weekend, Movie Mike has you covered. Movie Mike, what'd you watch?
Fast X.
10.
Yeah, the 10th one.
Have you seen all of them?
I've seen them all.
Okay, review it.
I think it's actually really good. Jason Momoa is the villain in this one, and I think it's what the movie needed because you guys saw Fast 9, right?
Terrible.
Yeah, we saw it.
I would have left early, but it was your birthday.
We couldn't.
Yeah, he locked the doors.
Rented the theater.
They're very cheesy, over the top, a lot of action, not a lot of plot, but his character brings kind of a little bit of levity to it because he's so ridiculous and over the top, he makes it like funner to watch.
But you like 9, so why would I don't know, listen to you on 10?
See, I just have accepted that this is a movie I like that other people do not.
I like it.
You did? Me and Amy.
All of them? I like the first one.
All of them.
The first one was cool. Stealing cars.
I think it's because you're expecting that, but they've changed so much over the movies that they're really digging into this. I'm being ridiculous.
Yeah, it's really ridiculous. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to go watch a good heist movie, and it wasn't that at all. Movies that you like that other people really don't. I was trying to think about this last night, too. I don't watch a lot of movies. Like, there are certain movies that I didn't like that everybody loved. Oh, I liked the movie with Jim Carrey, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Oh, no one liked that one.
I think critically it was liked, but none of my friends liked it. They were like, Jim Carrey didn't even go, all righty then. Well, it's serious, okay? So shut up. I love that movie. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. It's like, would you choose to give up bad memories? But then you don't have the knowledge or you don't have the growth from those bad memories.
That's a good point. Do you remember Punch Drunk Love?
Adam Sandler? Yeah, I didn't really like that much.
I liked that one, but everyone was expecting funny Adam Sandler.
I was too young to like that one, to have adult understanding. And I was just like, I wanted Adam Sandler.
Right.
I think that's the same case with the Fast movies. You're expecting the original ones. They're different now.
Yeah, but they're stupid now.
I mean, like stupid sometimes.
Got it. You got to move with it. You got to grow with it. Amy, any movie you liked?
Mine has to be the Fast ones. I love them every single I've seen every
single
one.
Apparently people like them. They're making tons of money.
They made $6 billion combined on every movie.
I know, but at Mike's birthday, whenever we did 9, none of y'all liked it. And I was sitting there like, this is awesome.
Amy's doing eating popcorn.
I'm like,
movement as she says that.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Eddie, anything?
Yeah, the one that comes to mind is Tropic Thunder. I love Tropic Thunder, but
I like Tropic Thunder.
Everyone hated that movie.
That's a good movie.
Good movie.
Oh, you guys like it? Okay, well, then
I think you're wrong on everybody hating it.
Really?
I liked it, yeah.
I remember doing like some kind of story on it, and everyone's like, nah, it's terrible. I think
maybe
I like
they
one
thought
star.
It was overrated since all those big stars were in it.
Maybe.
But it can still be really good.
That was so funny,
dude. Yeah, it was really good. Lunchbox, any movie that you loved that everybody else thought was stupid?
Yeah, I mean,
I know it. Can I guess it?
What?
The one about the blob or whatever.
The stuff. That's a good
That's
movie,
the stupidest
though.
Movie
it is
ever.
A good movie.
I saw that
it
movie.
It is such a good
the
movie.
Movie ever.
No, it is so
Were you
going to
say that one?
Yeah, I was going to say that in Box of Moonlight, the one I made you watch about the guy.
Terrible. They kept showing wieners in it, and I was like, what?
Those two.
You watched it with your wife.
I don't remember that. Why?
We did a bit, and everybody had to watch somebody else's bad movie. And my wife goes, why do they keep showing this guy's wiener? Yeah, that one and then the stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mike, I don't know, what rating scale did you use here?
I give it 3.5 out of 5. I think a movie like this, it probably tops out around 3.5.
3.5 what?
Drag races. There's actually, they go back to their roots. There's a drag race in this movie.
Got it.
Cool, okay, man.
We will see you next week. Be safe. Have a very safe Memorial Day, and we'll see you. Bye, buddy.
Bobby Bones.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.